Track 5.
I had a few team members in my operational team who were working in their jobs for about 40 years. It was a detergent factory. They came in every single day for 12-hour shifts. And can you imagine working in that role for 40 years? I came in and people were really bored, right? And what I did is we set up small group meetings for each of the shifts, right, to find out what sports they were interested in, right, and what things they were doing outside of work. I found that there were many entrepreneurs and also other people interested in things like driving HIV/AIDS activities. In South Africa, that's quite a big problem at the moment. And I just mean outside of work. I mean, if it's reading a book, if it's kicking a soccer ball, perhaps they want to organize a staff soccer team, right? Perhaps they want to start a book club inside work. And I'm not just talking about, and I'm talking about things outside of things related to the bottom line. And I feel that those things could make people more passionate about just about coming into work, getting up in the morning and coming to their jobs. People then wanted to be trained, and what we found is they were even willing to come in on their off shifts and even not get paid for these types of things. So I think the one thing you need to learn about motivation is how do you ensure that you mobilize people by finding out what they really enjoy doing. And you need to be extremely creative about these things. And I think it relates in some ways very much to jobs that secretaries do. People think that they're okay with just sitting behind the desk and organizing your inbox and sending out meeting requests. They're not. So I think it's really up to these managers and leaders to become creative, understand their people, and really think about things, and I don't want to use this word, outside of the box, to try and motivate their staff.